In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore we are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness, and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God has gone up with a shout. Says to my Lord, sit at my right hand.
Until I make your enemies your footstool.
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
The Lord is at your right hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of the trumpet.
Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Splendor and honor, majesty. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Ascension of our Lord. The first reading is from the book of Acts, the first chapter. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking up, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead.
God the Father has crowned him.
He has given him dominion over the works of his hands.
He has put all things under his feet.
The epistle reading is from Ephesians, the first chapter. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.
raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. To the end of the age.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus spoke to them. These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 491.
Thank you.
Meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Another midweek divine service? I'm sometimes asked, why do you create more work for yourself? And I suppose one could add more work for the office volunteers, the accompanists over there now, and the elders. After all, many of the congregations of other religious traditions in our community do not observe the ascension of our Lord. Nor is the ascension of our Lord observed even by all the other Lutheran congregations in our circuit, district, and synod. While in some sense we are free either to offer or not to offer divine service on the ascension of our Lord, we believe, teach, and confess that observing festivals such as this holy day, for example, contributes to peace and good order in the church. And we take care not to offend the weak by an abuse of liberty. Some of what are called principal feasts of Christ that we might observe with a divine service relate more to Christ than other feasts. For example, the Annunciation of our Lord and the circumcision and name of Jesus seem to relate more to Christ than St. Michael and All Angels and All Saints' Day. But still other holy days mark more significant milestones in our Lord's life for us. For example, Christmas, Epiphany, and Good Friday. We offer divine service on those holy days, regardless of what day they fall on during the week. And the Ascension of our Lord, which always lands on a Thursday, as Good Friday always lands on a Friday, is in that same category of holy days. Our Lord Jesus Christ descended from heaven for us and for our salvation. And when his work of saving us was completed, he ascended back into heaven. The ascension of our Lord is not our Lord's departure or goodbye to his apostles and the church. But the ascension of our Lord signals a profound transition in the way that our Lord is in and with his apostles and the church. Even before Pentecost, his apostles must have understood something of that. As in tonight's gospel reading, after he parted from them and was being carried up into heaven, his disciples arguably dropped to their knees right then and there and worshiped him for who he truly is. And then they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing or praising God. Maybe his apostles appreciated the ascension of our Lord better than at least some of us, even after Pentecost. Where's the rest of the congregation? Is observing this holy day and an opportunity to receive the Lord's Supper not worth making a trip to Pilgrim even on a Thursday evening? I guess that might be preaching to the choir, if we had one. To be sure, those of us who are not here are not more sinful simply by their absence, and those of us who are here are not less sinful simply by our presence. Though we are certainly righteous and holy, as God through his word and sacraments works in us who confess our sins, in order to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as God calls and so enables us to do, we do confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean, that we have sinned against God and against our fellow human beings. Things that we have thought, said, and done that we should not have, and things that we have not thought, said, and done that we should have. And so we confess that we justly deserve God's present and eternal punishment, apart from God's love, mercy, and grace, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we trust God to forgive us our sinful nature and all of our actual sin. And then God does forgive us. God forgives our sinful nature and all of our actual sin. In the Roman capital C Catholic Church, the Ascension of the Lord is a feast day of the highest rank, and so a day when the faithful are required to attend Mass and avoid unnecessary work or recreation. In the evangelical lowercase c Catholic Church, that is, the Lutheran Church, we come to divine service and receive the Lord's Supper not because someone tells us that we have to come and receive, but we come and receive because we need to, and so want to, come and receive. For the forgiveness of our sins, and so for our eternal life, we need and want what Jesus offers here through his church. In the mystery of the Holy Trinity and the Holy Incarnation, the Son of God descended from heaven to earth in order to take on human flesh. And yet, as he is understood as saying, at the same time, he remained with God the Father. Before he was being carried up into heaven, he carried the sins of the world, including your sins and my sins, in his body, to the tree of the cross. There, He died in our place. And on the third day, he rose from the dead. Then, after 40 days, as we heard in tonight's first reading, he ascended back into heaven. Heaven, not so much a place up there somewhere as beyond time and space. Perhaps more like a different dimension. There, as we heard in tonight's epistle reading, God the Father seated him at his right hand. Also, not so much a literal place, but a figure of speech for his rule, power, and majesty. So, Jesus is not confined to heaven, neither according to his divine nature nor his human nature, which are equally extensive. Jesus himself once asked the people who were taking offense at his teaching about their eating his flesh and drinking his blood what would happen if they saw him ascend to where he was before. The ascension of our Lord and his real physical presence in his supper are both, in some sense, scandalous. Other religious traditions today have trouble with biblical teaching about Jesus' taking on human flesh and his working through his word and sacraments, holy baptism, holy absolution, and the Holy Supper, a bread that is Christ's body and wine that is Christ's blood. And yet, on the basis of Holy Scripture, we know, and with the Lutheran confessions, we believe, teach, and confess that through his ministers, who are given special gifts of the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself continues to be present in order to teach and do miraculous signs intended to create faith that receives the forgiveness of sins through those very same means of grace. The divinely inspired St. Luke's brief account of the ascension of our Lord is a fitting end to the gospel account that bears his name. St. Luke's gospel account begins in the temple with John the Baptizer's father, Zechariah, serving as a priest, and St. Luke's gospel account ends in the temple with Jesus' apostles praising God. Similarly, the angel's message to the shepherds of great joy for all people early on, at the end, has been realized by the apostles returning to Jerusalem after the ascension of our Lord. That same great joy is also ours. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who exhibited his divine nature in human flesh on earth, has exalted our common human nature to his throne in heaven. And so, in some sense, already now, we are partakers of his divine life, even if we will be so more fully in the future. Jesus rules over the world for the benefit of his church. So as we, with daily contrition and faith, live in his forgiveness of sins, all things work together for our good. And so, in the end, not only the heart and mind about which we prayed in the collect of the day, but also our glorified souls and bodies will dwell continually with him. We anxiously await that final, equally, if not more, profound transition. In what we join the creeds in confessing about Jesus, the verbs through ascended are past tense. He already did them. Sits at the right hand is the only thing in the present tense. He is doing it right now. And the only thing in the future tense is that he will come
a final time with glory to judge the living and the dead. He will yet do it. That great milestone will result in more than both brief worship of Jesus near Bethany and intermittent praise of God in the temple. That great milestone will result in no additional work, but in eternal worship and praise of our triune God under his restored sky, on his restored earth. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, thou eternal Son of God, the Savior of the world, who having finished the great work of redemption, didst triumphantly ascend into heaven and was seated at the right hand of the Father, being exalted above all angels and principalities, and above all power and might, and above everything that is named in this world and in that which is to come. We worship and glorify thee, that thy cross and passion was concluded in rejoicing, and through death thou didst enter into thine eternal glory, and hast opened again the gates of paradise for the children of men. Blessed Lord, thou hast achieved the victory. We are still in the moil and toil of conflict. We pray thee, look with favor upon us, and think on us for good, who are yet pilgrims and strangers on earth. O thou eternal high priest, our only mediator, who having blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, dwellest in the high and holy place, appear in the presence of God for us, and be our advocate with the Father, that by thy perfect merit and gracious intercession, we may escape the righteous judgment of God, and that his peace may abide with us forever. O thou beloved heavenly King, establish thy dominion in our hearts. Send down thy Holy Spirit to enlighten us with thy grace, to guide us into all truth, and to work all good in us, so that thy spiritual body may be built up. As thou hast opened heaven to us, so keep us, that we may not close it again by impenitence and sin. Draw us to thee, and fill our hearts with holy desires, that on the wings of faith and ardent devotion, we may continually ascend to thee. Lord Jesus, all power is given unto thee in heaven and in earth. Thou art able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by thee. Thou hast promised to be with thy faithful people always, even unto the end of the world. Comfort us with thy presence, and let all receive of thy fullness and grace for grace. Cause thy blessing to rest upon our government, that peace may be maintained and justice impartially administered to the glory of thy name. O thou faithful prophet, extend thy church, which thou hast purchased with thine own blood, and graciously keep us steadfast in thy saving word and the right use of the blessed sacraments. Send forth faithful messengers of the gospel and clothe them with the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, that all flesh may see thy salvation. Govern the hearts of parents and teachers, that they may bring to thee the children entrusted to their care. And do thou lead those who are in the mourning of their years upon the way of life. Awaken the unconverted and raise the fallen, that they may no more cleave to the world, but lift up their eyes to the land of promise. Have mercy upon all who are in affliction and distress, in sickness and temptation. Hear their cry, and refresh them with thy heavenly comfort. Grant that with patience and hope we may fight the good fight and obtain the prize of eternal life. And finally, when the hour of our departure is at hand, Lord Jesus, receive our spirit, and let us abide in thy presence, where there is fullness of peace and joy and pleasures forevermore at thy right hand, where thou livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Having revealed your glory in the face of your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation, you have exalted him to the highest majesty at your right hand, that he might graciously fill all things. Grant us faithfully to eat and drink this holy supper, trusting our reigning Savior, Jesus,
who, though unseen in his ascended glory, is here present to save by his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. O Jesus Christ, true
table is prepared at the holy things for the holy ones.
blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink from the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink from the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. After you get back to your seats, we'll sing the first distribution, 495. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shall strengthen and preserve your body and soul, the life everlasting.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Taken home. Anything else? Before the room, all of them.